Yet Ted glanced away when he said this. And to Bobby, he looked like a man trying to tell himself a story he can't quite believe. If the increasing frequency of his blankouts meant anything, Bobby thought, he had good reason to look that way.
Stop it. The low men don't exist. They're no more real than Flash Gordon and Dale Arden. The things he asked you to look for are just things. Remember that, Bobby-O, just ordinary things.
With dinner cleared away, the two of them sat down to watch Bronco with Ty Harden. Not among the best of the so-called adult westerns. Cheyenne and Maverick were the best, but not bad either. Halfway through the show, Bobby let out a moderately loud fart. Ted's casserole had begun its work. He snuck a sideways glance to make sure Ted wasn't holding his nose and grimacing.
Nope, just watching the television, seemingly absorbed.
When a commercial came on, some actress selling refrigerators, Ted asked if Bobby would like a glass of root beer. Bobby said okay.
I thought I might help myself to one of the Alka-Seltzers I saw in the bathroom, Bobby. I may have eaten a bit too much.
As he got up, Ted let out a long, sonorous fart that sounded like a trombone. Bobby put his hands to his mouth and giggled. Ted gave him a rueful smile and left the room. Bobby's giggling forced out more farts, a little tooting stream of them, and when Ted came back with a fizzy glass of Alka-Seltzer in one hand and a foaming glass of Heyer's root beer in the other, Bobby was laughing so hard the tears streamed down his cheeks and hung off his jawline like raindrops.
"This should help fix us up," Ted said, and when he bent to hand Bobby his root beer, a loud honk came from behind him. "Goose just flew out of my ass," he added matter-of-factly, and Bobby laughed so hard that he could no longer sit in his chair. He slithered out of it and lay in a boneless heap on the floor.
I'll be right back, Ted told him. There's something else we need.
He left open the door between the apartment and the foyer so Bobby could hear him going up the stairs. By the time Ted got to the third floor, Bobby had managed to crawl into his chair again. He didn't think he'd ever laugh so hard in his life. He drank some of his root beer, then farted again.
Goose just flew out.
But he couldn't finish. He flopped back in his chair and howled, shaking his head from side to side. The stairs creaked as Ted came back down. When he re-entered the apartment, he had his fan with the electric cord looped neatly around the base under one arm.
Your mother was right about this, he said.
When he bent to plug it in, another goose flew out of his ass. She usually is, Bobby said, and that struck them both funny. They sat in the living room with the fan rotating back and forth, stirring the increasingly fragrant air. Bobby thought if he didn't stop laughing soon, his head would pop.